The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Hey, Pamela, how are you?
I'm great today, Gil. I am just basking in the holiday season. I am a fool for holiday decorating, I have to tell you. But my husband is an even bigger fool. He is a Mr. Griswold when it comes to lights on our house, and he finally got them all up last weekend. He calls it his life-size holiday card for the neighborhood. And I have to tell you, we hit a milestone this year. My son is old enough now that he went up on the roof for the first time with Dad to help him put the big angel up there that goes on our cupola. He was very, very excited. Of course, when they're up on the roof, I'm biting my nails. So,
I take it he survived. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here bantering like this.
He did survive. Both of them survived, I'm happy to say, as did the angel. But, you know, but that's actually one of the tips. I want to bring you some tips for holiday lighting today, either for this year or people can use them for next year. But one of them is when you're up on a roof or hanging your lights on a ladder, you absolutely need a spotter or a buddy. It's too easy to fall off ladders or to get electric shocks or to, you know, roll off that roof. So you want to be real careful.
Yeah, you also have to walk around anything the reindeer might have left the year before.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, what about, you know, talked about electric shocks. What about extension cords? How do you deal with that?
Well, HouseLogic recommends heavy-duty extension cords that are specifically designed for outdoor use. By the way, to avoid overloading circuits, you want to link only 3 to 5 strings of conventional lights together before you plug them into an extension cord. However, if you shell out the extra money for LED lights, you can safely string many more of them together than you can with incandescents. They also use roughly 70% less energy and last about 10 times longer than incandescents. That's according to the Department of Energy. But always, there are trade-offs, and there's a debate about whether the LED lights burn as brightly as incandescents. I can tell you that my husband moved to LEDs a couple of years ago. He's been happy with them, but some folks don't think they twinkle as much.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the cost then?
Well, just to ballpark it, you'll spend about twice as much for the LEDs. At HouseLogic, we found a 100-bulb GE string for about $20 and a 100-bulb string of conventional lights for about $10. So they're definitely, the LEDs are definitely more. You want to shop around for pricing, and you want to be sure to shop those after Christmas sales to get the best prices on lights and the big blow-up decorations, too, that are popular now. And that way, you're all ready for next year's display. After Christmas sales are also a good time to stock up on your favorite lights, so you'll have spares when you need them and, you know, in case they're discontinued.
Now, one thing I don't think we've ever talked about in years past that I'm starting to hear about more for decorations are solar lights.
That's true. That's true. And solar lights, they're about 4 times more expensive than the LEDs. But the cool part is that there's no electricity needed to run them. Of course, the downside of the solar lights is if there's no sun, they might be kind of low-key. So they're also new on the market, so there isn't data to indicate how long they're going to last you. But we have links to more info on solar and LED lights at houselogic.com/radio. And here's a tip for determining how many light strings you need on your house. If you're a really organized person and you can lay your hands on the blueprints for your house, probably maybe stowed with your closing docs, those measurements can help be your guide if you want to outline your whole house in lights.
Very good idea. Now, how can, because these are things we put them away in the garage or someplace and, you know, and bring them out, stick them in the closet, whatever. And we don't really think about maintaining them or even, you know, rolling them up well. How do you help these lights last for as many seasons as possible?
And that is a great question. First, you want to take them down immediately after the holidays. And that's because the sun, wind, rain, snow, they can all do a real number on holiday lights. The longer you leave them up, the sooner you're going to have to replace them. And this was surprising to me. I learned this in some of my research. The best way to store lights is to ball them up. Wrap them 5 times in one direction and then turn the ball 90 degrees and repeat. That helps preserve them. And store your light balls in cardboard boxes rather than in plastic bags. Cardboard boxes absorb residual moisture, and that extends the life of your lights as well.
Now, I imagine if you're a real Griswold, you can just pay somebody to string your outdoor lights for you, right?
Sure, but not likely for this year, because usually the vendors start taking bids in September and October if you want someone else to come in and do your lights for you. Now, you can search online for holiday light services in your local area, or you could search Angie's List for your area, too. They have some vendors there. And the services can include selling you the lights and storing them, installing the lights, the maintenance, and the removal of them. But, you know, it's not inexpensive. Costs can be north of $1,000, and you need to consider what it might add to your electric bill to really go super duper all out. And you need to consider your circuitry limitations too. If you're installing them yourself and want to save time next year, you can hang lights from eaves and use permanent light clips. They'll be there for you next year. And that will cost you about $13 for 75 clips. They're going to last about 3 years before the sun starts to eat away at the plastic. You can visit houselogic.com radio for links to much more info on all of this.
Great information, as always. Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from houselogic.com. Happy winter to you.
Thank you to you, too, and to all the listeners.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.